have to put your name on it. You don't give us your name or anything. Nobody's gonna know.
I was just curious, but you know, listen.
What's your first name?
Darren. I'm sorry.
Darren?
Yeah, delighted to meet you.
Hey, I just said don't give your name, but whatever. Whatever.
This is my son.
Yeah. Nathan. Yep. I'm Tupos. This is my wife's sister, Amit.
Delighted to meet you.
We stand against man-made churchianity and religion, and this whole system is part of that. And I'm glad you said that. Part of truth.
Yeah.
Satan quoted the Bible. Most people, most cults, most false places have some truth. If you have a yellow dollar bill, are you going to fool anybody? If it's green and it looks close, are you going to fool somebody? So this guy that I talked to, it was awesome. I think he may be my brother. I don't call many men brother, but he sure seems like he's striving and getting to that place. He's learning. He goes to James River, but he said he's really questioning a lot of stuff. I hope he is my brother. He said something interesting. This really echoed in me. I knew this, but he said something interesting. He said, man is created to worship something. And I said, that is so true. And Satan, and Satan knows that. And Satan has created all the false church systems and these conferences and sports and politics and entertainment and movies and media to what? Distract everybody from living for the kingdom of God, preaching the biblical gospel, walking in holiness, coming out of the world, conforming all of their life to the scriptures. They're getting a false Jesus. And Paul was so gracious as to warn us. In 2 Corinthians 11:4, he says, watch out for false Jesus, false gospel, false spirit. This is the epitome of it today. If you look up our testing, James River Church is a false goat farm full of a bunch of sin. We show you why. They link to Bill Johnson from the New Apostolic Reformation. Are you familiar with them? These guys, do you believe that those are of God? Those men are of God?
Well, I won't make any looks.
Grave sucking, they lay on graves.
Here's what I won't do.
Slain in the spirit.
You asked me a question, I'd love to answer
it. Yeah.
I won't make any exclusionary statements pertaining to people's, whether or not they're false.
The Bible says we're supposed to call out every false way.
Let me kind of qualify what I'm saying, if you don't mind. God knows the heart of man better than anybody, right?
Jesus doesn't say we judge hearts. What are we supposed to judge? Fruit.
It is fruit.
And that, not heart.
That's a great point. That you
not
make.
Heart. That's fruit.
It's a great
God point. Judges hearts, and he knows. I don't know heart. I know fruit.
That's a great point you're making. What fruit are you looking at?
What fruit am I looking at? I'm looking at their false gospel that's not complete and doesn't call you out of the world.
Fruit is explicitly clear. If you're going to use the word,
fruit.
The fruit is explicitly
doctrine.
Clear.
Doctrinal
love,
fruit.
Joy.
Right.
Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith.
Atheists and Mormons have that stuff, too.
Hold on, please, one second. Gentleness and self-control. Yep. Against such things, there's no law.
Which I displayed all day today. I had to.
I don't doubt it.
I had to turn away.
What you're passing out is the gospel.
I had to turn away from guys that were screaming in my mouth, face, slathering.
You're going to get that.
And I had
people,
to walk away from them. They're crazy.
It's not in the right spirit. That's
but
why.
Hold on. That is fruit of Galatians 5.
This is truthful.
Yeah. Okay. But that James River's not living that. They might preach it, but they're not living it. But here.
This is interesting.
Ephesians 5:9, also fruit. Ready? Everybody quotes Galatians, love. Do you know who gets all that, Galatians 5, love? You know who gets that? The people of God striving in truth. Love, kindness, gentleness, patience. That's in verse 21 and 22. In verse 12, hold on, this is important. In verse 12, do you know what Paul said to do with he told the false teachers to do?
What did he tell
in verse 12? In the same chapter where we're to be loving and kind and gentle with each other, cut your manhood off.
That's literal or?
Galatians 5:12, emasculate means to cut. You're a man, so I'm doing
it. Just
feel
Greek?
The pain of that.
You the
cut
Greek?
Your manhood off. Yeah.
You the Greek. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So I'd encourage you to go back to the Greek.
It is. Emasculate is that.
But here's the thing, contextual is important too. And so I want to say this.
The context, right in that chapter, he said, love the true believers. Tell false teachers to cut their manhood off because they were teaching Judaism. So that is the gospel, but James River, by their fruit. And so where I would correct you is you're wrong. We are to judge the church. We are to call them out of sin.
I never said that.
But
you
said I'm not going to call anyone out
No, listen, I'm not going to call anybody out just to make an example just the same. But I will say this.
What if they're in sin? They're deceiving people?
I'm going to tell you. You present the gospel just like you're doing here.
You don't call them out of their sin?
No, for certain, you share the truth in love.
Okay.
Never compromise.
That's what I did all day.
Yeah, I know you did.
And I actually emailed it to them.
But the only difficulty I have,
I emailed it to them and they can give an answer.
Well, here's the only difficulty I have, okay? And it's not about me personally, by the way. I'm not the end all be all. The gospel is the authority, right? Jesus Christ is the authority.
Right, the word.
The gospel of the truth of the word.
Yep.
Okay. Jesus would rebuke the Stronger Men's Conference.
Yeah. He rebuked the Pharisees, the religious leaders.
Well, I understand the premise of what you're coming from, But it's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Lord, bring it to remembrance. You have to know somebody. Have you ever been to James River Church?
No.
And neither have I.
I watch their videos. I see their doctrine. Did the prophets know people when they showed up to Israel to call them out of their sin?
Yeah.
You're into friendship evangelism that is nowhere in the Bible.
That's pretty presumptuous.
Well, but you're teaching friendship evangelism. You just said I got to know somebody. Friendship evangelism.
See, I'm knowing you today.
That's friendship. Okay, so okay. I would tell you if I saw sin in you.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
And I'm telling you.
Well, I was here. These people saw me.
See, it's interesting because in my personal.
I would tell you your sin because I love you. I'd tell you to repent. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. You look like a worldly man by how you dress. That tells me the heart has not gone far enough to transform even to the outside. And it's not legalism. The Bible actually teaches us. You'll see my wife has her head covered. That the Bible teaches that. They don't teach us there. They're feminized.
Yeah, I hear exactly.
And the Bible teaches us to wear a garment that covers up our bodies and not shows us off in pride and vanity. I saw a lot of muscle men walking around with jewelry and tattoos. This is pride and vanity. Proverbs.
My son's even talked to me about that.
Proverbs 6:17 says a proud look is like sodomy, an abomination to God. So those are the reasons, and my testing shows it.
Couldn't someone just the same, and this is not me being argumentative, This is coming out of love. Couldn't someone just the same say that what you're doing is out of pride? And couldn't they also make statements about you that were not congruent with
They'd have to back it up in the scriptures. The Bible, I'm doing what...
Well, they could say that. They could say the same
I'm
thing
I'm doing what the Bible's called me to do.
I'm dressing. Couldn't they say the same thing about you?
What is prideful about my dress? I got on an old rag and a tunic to cover me up. There's nothing fashionable. I'm not showing my body off. I don't cut my hair a certain way to make it look
old
good.
Is congruent with honorable before.
I saw a bunch of women and men walk around like peacocks, showing themselves off. That's a proud look. And it's not just clothing. Did you see the guys in the fancy cars? That's a proud look.
But couldn't they say this is proud just the same?
Preaching Christ isn't proud. Preaching Christ is biblical. He told me to go do that. Yeah. He didn't tell you to be proud. He told you to go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. So when you're saying people could say I'm a homosexual. They got to bring evidence and proof. I'm not. Okay. They could say anything they want. They could say I'm prideful because I'm standing out here. I boast in Christ all the time. Paul did. John the Baptist did.
So
not boasting in me. My ministry is not named after me. I don't make money like James River and Craig Groeschel. They're all multimillionaires.
Money is indicative of ungodly as well.
Jesus made a whip when people were making merchandise of the temple. Today we're the temple. They're making merchandise by selling the things of God. They're multimillionaires doing it.
What is congruent with Christianity being impoverished? Because this is what it sounds like you're saying.
No, you can start a business and make all the money you want. Sell the gospel.
Uh-huh.
You can make money all you want. Don't sell the gospel. But the Bible warns about being rich. It's a trap. It's a pit.
I think you yourself have the truth in part. Because listening to you, it makes me realize that there are nuances of your faith walk that need to be strengthened.
Like what? Show me in Scripture. I'm ready.
Again.
In Scripture.
Okay.
I'm lifting up Jesus. You're calling that prideful.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the
world.
So
I've been lifting up Jesus all day.
John says,
I must decrease so Christ can increase. That's what I've been doing. Who am I lifting up here?
Can I tell you what?
Obey Jesus.
Let me say it this way.
Jesus would rebuke this. I'm lifting up Christ.
Let me get this straight.
In front of your sons, I got to tell you this. You were here enjoying a worldly, carnal man's conference linked to false teachers and demonic AR. And you're
going to
tell me that I'm wrong street preaching? I think that's where this conversation is going to end.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
It's going
to
end.
You don't have the
you were here.
To hold up to the truth.
You were here lifting up these false teachers, and you're telling me how to street preach. I am loving. You're going
to
lose your soul lest you repent. That's a loving thing I can tell you. Repent or you're going to lose your soul. Turn from your sin. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Satan came with lies. You're a liar, sir. Repent. Seek the kingdom of God.